put points on the board. Second down and 10 from their own 32. Donnelly in the shotgun calls the ball. He keeps it himself. Pitch comes wide to the near side. With room, there's Lane Pinska. Pinska turns the edge, gets to the 35. Ball popped loose as he got hit, but he had already been marked down. Gains three on the play, and it'll be third down and 7.
Yeah, Everett Tribaugh thought he had gotten that ball free, but ref rules him down. It'll stay third down.
Rather significant early third down here from their own 35 for Somerset as they huddle up and break the huddle. Don't get this. It'll be a three and out to start things off and likely good field position for Altoona. Donnelly shotgun, Scamstrand off to his left. He'll fake the give. Quick pass to Scamstrand over the middle, makes the catch, lunges ahead and has the first down out to the 45-yard line, a gain of 10. Beautiful play call right there. Just bulleted a pass on that seam route to Scamstrand, who made the catch. His momentum took him the extra couple of yards. They've got the first down. As we said before, Scamstrand can do it in a variety of ways. He's second in the conference in all-purpose yards. The offense, at some point or another, will have his name called more times than not on any possession. First and 10. From their own 45-yard line for Somerset, game's first possession. They tried the little sweep play there. Nothing happening, though, for Wyatt Mielke. Mielke got the handoff, tried to go off the left side, but he got swallowed up in the backfield, a loss of 3, and it'll be second down and 13.
This is a good-looking Altoona run defense here early on, just complete. It seems like they're run committing.
Well, one thing we didn't talk about was how good Altoona's defense has been this year. Only twice this year have they allowed more than 14 points in a game. Now, albeit that turned out to be their two losses, but in all their wins, they have not allowed more than 14 points. Scamstrand the mill, makes the first wave miss as he gets the original line of scrimmage for a short gain of 3. Got an extra yard. Makes it third down and 9 as he gains 4 on the play. That defensive line for Altoona holding up well, led by the likes of another senior, Gavin Lofgren. Once again, this is a solid Altoona roster with a lot of impactful seniors on it. Third down and 9 from just beyond their own 45 for Somerset. They've got to get to the Altoona 45. Donnelly in the shotgun. Fakes the give. Are they going to try a wide receiver pass? Short pass near side. Catch made beyond the 50, but shy of the first down as the catch was made by Pinska. They'll be about 3 yards shy. They flipped it to the wide receiver, Reese Anderson, who then threw it short to Pinska in the right flat. It sets up a fourth down and 3 in midfield. Let's see what head coach Joe Hutter elects to do, and it looks like they're setting up for the punt here to try to play field position. So it looks like they will set back to punt here. Punt from his own 45 by Donnelly. It's a high punt that's going to land at the Altoona 20, taking Altoona hop back towards midfield at their own 25. And it's stopped there by Riley Davis of Somerset, and Altoona will get the ball for the first time at their own 25-yard line. Somewhat surprised, Derek, they didn't go for it there on fourth down and 3 in midfield, but elected to play field position. You get an okay punt there, but I'm sure Somerset was hoping for better than to give Altoona the ball at the 25.
Yeah, that's one of those awkward situations. You've got fourth down and manageable from midfield. And early in a game, it's where you really decide how you want to play this game. And in this case, Somerset looking to play by pushing Altoona back.
Chad Hansen's offense goes to work, led by quarterback Sawyer Van Vliet. First and 10 from their own 25, 7:58 to play in the first quarter. Quick screen pass to the far side, catch made, and busting containment along the sideline, Everett Tribaugh. He'll get out near midfield to the 45 and tackled from behind by Riley Davis. A quick screen out to the far side, the right side, and lots of room there for Tribaugh. A gain of 20, first and 10 at their 45.
Everett Tribaugh there just getting himself wide open, making a man miss. Just an overall great run from him on the far sideline.
First and 10 from their 45 for Altoona. Altoona head to toe in their black uniforms tonight, helmet to their sneakers. Van Vliet fakes the give, tries to come off the left side, but he is going to run into the Lions' mouth. He doesn't get knocked over, but he gets bear hugged by three guys, led by Braden Bignell for Somerset. A short gain of a yard, second down and 9 from their own 46.
And not much for Sawyer Van Vliet to do on that one. Got the fake right, but just could not get by the brick wall that was the Somerset defensive line.
Second down and 9. Again, Van Vliet will do it a lot himself, a read option type of style. He's under center right now with a single back. Toss coming to the near side. Skipping on through. Gabe Brackham hits it to the side end of the 40 to the 30. Cuts back inside, back to the outside. 15-10. Wave him goodbye. Touchdown. Touchdown for Altoona. And the Railroaders out to the 6-0 lead as Radcliffe was able to slither away from a tackle for a loss well in the backfield. And then once he got upfield, nobody could catch him.
Yeah, that was one for Radcliffe. If he had just gotten by the defensive line, he was gone all the way. He was able to sneak by the first wave, and there was maybe two guys that had a potential chance, but in reality, he was gone.
They'll go for two, Will Altoona. Up 6-0 with 6:38 to play in the first quarter. Gabe Radcliffe, the 54-yard rushing touchdown. Van Vliet, inside handoff, up the middle, Radcliffe, he'll shimmy his way through, two-point conversion good, and it's 8-0 Altoona. So Altoona takes their first possession right down the field and scores. They lead 8-0, 6:38 to play in the first quarter. Altoona kicks it back to Somerset when we return in just a moment. Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
A great start for Altoona on senior night in a game in which they're trying to lack up a home playoff game. They're out to an 8-0 lead. 6:38 left in the first quarter as the ball will be kicked back away to Somerset, booted downfield by Chesmore for Altoona. Up the field, Somerset to the 30, bouncing to the outside. Riley Davis along the numbers out to the 35-yard line, and that is where he'll stop. And again, Somerset will take over at their own 35-yard line. They picked up one first down on their last possession before it stalled out at midfield. And we'll see if the Altoona defense can stop them again here.
In reality, that one first down that was picked up by Somerset was on a third down, so Altoona was able to get them into a spot where they could have forced a quick three and out, but instead Somerset able to pick up a 10-yard gain.
Inside handoff off the high snap, pulled down by Donnelly, the quarterback, that threw the timing off. He gives it to Bignell. Bignell, though, all he's able to do is burrow his way back to the line of scrimmage, and it'll be second and 10. Bignell, by the way, averaging 5 yards a carry this year, but just has a little more than 100 yards on the season to spell Cal Scamstrad. 6 minutes left, first quarter. It's 8-0 Altoona. Altoona lost in overtime at Somerset last year, the first year Altoona was in the Middle Border Conference. Again, Bignell on the carry. Bignell tried to go off the left guard position, and he ends up running right into cement and is unable to chisel any room there. It'll be third down and 10, and that defensive line for Altoona is most definitely holding up, including a very big boy there in the senior, Austin Worth.
Yeah, you mentioned that defensive line. It has been absolutely solid today, a complete brick wall that has not let really any runs get through them so far.
Third and 10. Donnelly's got a pass, steps up. Now he's going to take it himself. Makes a man miss as he got to the line of scrimmage, but can't get much further than that. A very good open field tackle by Isaac Johnson, the top tackler on the Altoona team out of the linebacker position. It'll be four back, ready to punt it away again for Somerset. And Altoona gets the stop, the score, the stop. And if they get another score here, that's a tasty lasagna.
Yeah, just another quick three and out situation for Altoona, something they've excelled at this year.
And Donnelly stands at his own 25 to boot it away. He'll get the right foot in. Line drive kick. Ball's dropped by the returner. It's loose ball on the far sideline. Loose ball. Who's got it? Altoona's going to get it. It was dropped by DeAndre McCoy, who came up for it and went off his belly, rolled to the far side. And it was a scrum for it, but diving on top of it was Luke Hansen, the senior for Altoona. And Altoona will maintain possession at their own 22-yard line. That's one of those field-flipping plays right there.
Yeah, it was one that could have very easily resulted in Somerset being right at the 20-yard line of Altoona with a great chance to get themselves on the board. Instead, Altoona just barely able to come away with it thanks to Luke Hansen.
Van Vliet under center, two wideout split near side. Lone back, Xavier Yamp. Fakes the give, does Van Vliet, pitches it on the option to the near side, and out near the 30-yard line on the carry was Radcliffe again. Ran the option there, did Van Vliet, and a nice pitch to Radcliffe, who carries it 6 yards, setting up a second down and four from their own 28.
Gabe Radcliffe has been very good after initial contact or the first attempt at a tackle. He's just been able to get by the first tackle pretty much every single time he's gotten the ball.
That 54-yard touchdown run on the first possession, his seventh rushing touchdown of the year. Van Vliet the pass this time. He's got time. Airs it deep near midfield. His man's got a step on the defender. Catch made. Everett Triba, wave him goodbye. 20-10 touchdown. Touchdown for the Altoona Railroaders. Van Vliet threw it over the middle on a little in pattern to Triba, who made the catch over two defenders. And once he came down with the ball, his feet were moving and nobody was going to catch him. 72 yards, and the Railroaders out to a 14-0 lead.
And that's another big play touchdown for the Altoona Railroaders. They had that 54-yard run from Gabe Radcliffe. Now they've got the 72-yard touchdown reception from Triba. Just been one of those days for the Railroaders.
Altoona will go for two here. Again, Van Vliet floats it near side. Caught by Yant. He's into the end zone. Two-point conversion. 16-0 in favor of Altoona. 3:42 left in the opening quarter. Altoona again kicks it back to Somerset when we return right after this. This is Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
What a start for the Altoona Railroaders, who are out to a 16-0 lead. 3:42 remaining in the opening quarter as Chesmore again swings that right leg, meets boot to ball. The kickoff will be taken by Somerset's Brock Thiel at his 20 along the hash marks, brings it to the 35-yard line. Gets knocked over, helmet comes loose. And by the way, that was Reese Anderson, not 71, but 11, which makes more sense. Reese Anderson, by the way, one of the stronger defensive backs in the Middle Border Conference with 6 interceptions on the year. It'll be first and 10 for Somerset at their own 37-yard line, and Derek will see if Altoona's defense can again make it a short possession for Somerset.
Yeah, that's one thing. Once you start to get consecutive quick defensive stops, you look to get a third nice and easy here.
Donnelly fakes the give, looking downfield. Nothing develops, and he's set. Set back inside of the 30-yard line. A loss of 9 on the play. It'll be second down and 19. Xavier Yant was in there, as well as others for Altoona. They all met back there. It's like a group of students meeting in the hallway to discuss the latest scuttlebutt. It'll be second down and 19.
And you talk about wanting to get another quick three and out of your Altoona. That's one way to start it, a quick 9-yard sack.
Donnelly shotgun, Scamstrand to his left. Fakes the give. Pass over the middle, in and out of the hands of Reese Anderson on the quick slant pass over the middle. And it'll be third down and 19. And for Somerset right now, trying to move the ball downfield, it's like trying to eat a tomato soup with a fork. Altoona's defense doing an outstanding job of locking them up at the moment.
This is now the fourth third down that is already fourth third down forced by this Altoona defense.
And here's the thing, you make it third and 19, you take a guy like Scamstrand and his running ability really out of the play. Donnelly again to pass on third and 19. He's under duress, and he's going to be set back at the 20-yard line, a loss of 9. Xavier Yan again in on the sack. Got some help as well from Gavin Lofgren. It'll be fourth down and 2 Uber rides to go for Somerset, and they'll have to punt it away. Somerset on 3 possessions, on 3 plays from scrimmage, lost 20 yards. Fourth down and 20, Donnelly now inside of his 10 to punt it. We have 2:20 and counting in the first quarter. Donnelly with the line drive wobbly kick. Xavier Yan has to go off his body. Loose ball at midfield. Ball squirting around like a baby rolling on a kitchen floor. Somerset says they have it on top of the midfield logo, and they do. It was a low kick that was again dropped. It became a scrum as though everybody was going after one last, what are they called? Jujubus? What are those fancy stuffed animals?
Laboo-boo.
Like somebody had left a laboo-boo in the cafeteria after school. They were all going for it, and Somerset comes up with it, and Somerset will have possession at midfield. It'll be first and 10 for Somerset from the plus 48-yard line with 2:08 to play in the first quarter. Timeout on the field. We'll keep it here. And remind you to hear great conversations with local newsmakers. Hey, tune in to the Banker with a Beer podcast series presented by Northwestern Bank. Hey, the fact we get a couple of drinks in our guests only loosens up what they'll say. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series presented by Northwestern Bank. Check out the latest episode of Banker with a Beer at echometownradio.com. 16-0. Altoona leads. We have just over 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Somerset, though, on the turnover on the punt, has the ball at the plus 48-yard line and a chance for them to grab some momentum back. Kellen Donnelly in the shotgun. Scamstrand with him. Donnelly the pass again. Jailhouse break there. He throws over the middle, trying to get a screen pass set up. It goes off the fingertips of the intended receiver. Hung up there in the air and just out of the reach of Deion Chesmore, the senior, who almost had himself an interception. Chesmore could see that the Eagle waffle had popped out of the toaster, but couldn't quite get there in time. I like the call from Somerset, though. There's been no time for Donnelly, and sometimes the way to counteract that is with a screenplay. Scamscrat up the middle, scrapes through a tackler at the line of scrimmage, and is able to shimmy his way out for 5, maybe 6 yards to the plus 44-yard line. Yeah, give him about 5 yards on the play, third down and 5, and what is most likely 2-down territory for Somerset. Third down and 5, 3 wideouts, 2 split to the left side, the far side. Give goes to Scamscrand, gets a good push from the line, works up the middle, and he's near the first down marker just inside the 40-yard line. See where they spot it. He's going to be just short. It'll be fourth down and the length of an index card to go. And there won't be any pause here. Somerset will most definitely go for it, but one of the rare times Somerset's gotten a push on that offensive line.
Yeah, it's been a struggle for them here early in this game, just being able to get that extra boost from the O-line.
Final minute of the first quarter, fourth down and a foot to go. Again, handoff in the middle. Scamstrand got hit at the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet, tunnels his way, spinning his way for the first down, and brings it to the 35-yard line, a gain of five, first and 10 for Somerset. He got hit up around the helmet, in fact. You could hear the slap of the plastic, if you will. Nobody got a hand on the face mask, though, for a penalty. It'll be first and 10 for Somerset at the plus 34-yard line. 35 seconds left in the first quarter. If this could be very well the last play of the first quarter. 16-0, Altoona leads. Shotgun again for Donnelly. Scamstrand to his right, sends a man in motion. Give goes to Scamstrand. There's a flag thrown as Scamstrand up the middle for 3 yards, but this one will be coming back. An illegal shift on Somerset will push them back as that flag was thrown by the white cap in the backfield.
That's one you want to avoid. That's one you really want to avoid when you're driving down the field, especially against a good defense like Altoona. Costly penalties definitely do hurt you.
And for the Altoona defense, a little bit of a help after Altoona's got a little wind at their sails. 16 seconds left in the first quarter. It'll be first and 15 from the plus 39-yard line. Carrying on the little wide receiver jet sweep as Lane Piska tries to turn the edge, now reverses the momentum all the way to the far side of the field. He's got some positive yardage. The original line of scrimmage gets to the 30-yard line and is shouldered out of bounds. What a lengthy run there for Pinsku. Came all the way to the near side, the right, put the brakes on, retraced his steps all the way to the left, to the far side, ends up gaining about 13 yards on the play. It'll set up a second down and four for Somerset, and that's how the first quarter will come to an end. Well, Altoona is backed up a little bit at the end of the first quarter, but not before they scored the game's first 16 points. At the end of one quarter, Altoona leads Somerset 16-0. This is Eau Claire Area High School football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
The Altoona Railroaders on two big mammoth Highway Rio offensive plays and a dominating defense lead 16-0 as we open the second quarter, but Somerset is threatening after they got the punt returned fumble and have driven down to the Altoona 28-yard line. It's second down and three. From the 28, Donnelly rolling to his right, will rush upfield himself inside the 25, gets past the first down marker and is knocked down from behind after a gain of five to the Altoona 22-yard line. First down for Somerset. Somerset moving right to left. Altoona left to right across your radio dial or computer screen, thanks to the beauty of the internet. People can be tuned in Biddeford, Maine today if they want. At Eau Claire Hometown Media, Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano here as well. First and 10 for Somerset as they move down to our left. Donnelly in the shotgun, Scamstrand with him. Give goes to Scamstrand right up the middle there. He's inside the 20 to the 18, a gain of four. Second down and six, and Somerset now getting some push as that defensive line for Altoona has been a little more wobbly on this possession.
Yeah, sometimes you need to catch a little break. That muffed kick for Altoona has allowed them great field position, and Somerset have taken full advantage of it, getting now into the red zone.
Once again, a win by Altoona today, all but officially locks up their first home playoff game next week in a generation. Donnelly, shotgun snap, handoff Scamstrand, trying to turn the edge as he comes wide to the near side. Doesn't really develop as he lowers the shoulder and got pinned on a tackle by Luke Hansen. Short gain to the 16. Gain of two. It'll set up a third down and four from the 16. And again, two down territory for Somerset. And when you know that, it obviously impacts your play calling here. You know, you don't have to pick it all up on this play. As for Altoona, they'd love to get either no gain or a tackle for a loss here to push them back. Donnelly and shotgun, two wideout split to the far side. Donnelly rolling to that far side. Eyes downfield, flings it inside the 10. Reception, first down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line is the catch made by Ethan Smith, a freshman for Somerset. And Somerset will have a first and goal to go from the 9-yard line. Well, Altoona muffed that one punt, got it back. This last time was unable to, and Somerset is on the verge of making them pay. You know, you forget your significant other's birthday, don't get him anything. Some years that won't cost you. Other years they'll hold it against you for 365 days. First and goal from the 9. Scamstrand through the middle. This time, though, that hole quickly closes on him, and he is dropped. Another hard tackle by Altoona. Isaac Johnson there, and this Altoona team loaded with so many seniors on both sides of the ball, and they play a physical style, you can notice. They tackle very firmly.
Yeah, they are giving no wiggle room for any, really a lot of successful break tackles from this Somerset team. They are laying
well, they're like on them. They're like a grandma seeing her grandkids. If you're within arm's reach of them, they're going to pull you in. Not a lot of missed tackles. Donnelly on second and goal from the 8. Quick throw over the middle looking for Smith. Smith caught at the goal line, but he was popped and the ball came free. Everett Triba belly to belly with him, knocked it loose. And it'll be third down and goal to go from the 8-yard line.
Everett Triba today has been a huge piece on both sides of the ball for this Altoona team.
Triba's second leading tackler, and he's got two interceptions on the year. Early second quarter, 16-0 Altoona, but Somerset has a third and goal from the 8. Bignell now joins Donnelly in the backfield. Three wideouts, two to the far side. Donnelly rolling to that far side, looking towards the end zone. He's sacked in the backfield, though. Bit at the ankles and brought down near the 15-yard line by Isaac Johnson. Johnson's fourth sack of the season. And it'll set up a fourth down and goal from the 15. A huge play by the senior.
Yeah, in that situation where you've got a third and goal to go for Somerset, they're very much threatening to get in. A huge sack there from Isaac Johnson, able to bite at the ankles of the quarterback, Donnelly.
That was a great sack. He dove for the feet, got his hand there, and brought him down. Now it's fourth down and goal from the 15-yard line. It's a touchdown or nothing for Altoona, for Somerset, I should say. The two wideouts split wide to the near side. Donnelly looking near side, running around, running. He's going to now try to run it himself, but he's got nowhere to go. Brought down after a short gain of a yard, and Altoona's defense holds. So Somerset got the feather duster out there and tickled the armpits a little bit, but Altoona was able to withstand it, and Altoona gets the last laugh.
Yeah, and you look at how important that Isaac Johnson sack was in preventing what could have been a touchdown to get Somerset back into this game. Now Altoona has the ball and a chance to go back the other way and get a third touchdown.
First and 10 for Altoona at their 14. Altoona leads 16-0 with 7:47 to go until halftime. Van Vliet under center. Carry up the middle will go for just a short gain of a yard. For this Altoona team, they average 33 points a game, and we're seeing how with the big strike capability. And you get a sense on this possession, if they can come down and score, well, that would be really the equivalency of draining the battery power on the phone down to 1% and handing it back to your friend. There's nothing they can do with it by that point.
Yeah, it's at that point where Altoona has a huge chance to just put this game in a very tough-to-reach place for Somerset.
Second down and 9 from their 16. Van Vliet, quick out pass to the near side, trying to make the catch and turn was Connor Smoody, but Smoody got rolled over on a nice open field tackle there after a short gain. Open field tackle by Wyatt Milkey. It'll be third down and 5 from the 19, but if he had been able to, you know, if he'd been able to slide off of Milkey, he had a lot of turf in front of him down that right sideline. Third down and 5 from their own 19. You at least want to get one first down here to save some field position. Van Vliet under center. Inside handoff over the 20, trying to lunge for the first down, but coming up just short is Deion Chesmore, the senior. Fourth down and 1 yard, and see what Chad Hansen elects to do here. I mean, you'd think you're going to punt it away if you're Altoona, but boy, how confident is he in his offensive line to pick up that yard? Now, if this is Madden football, you're not thinking anything of it. And Altoona will very much keep the offense out there. That's how much confidence they have in their line play on both sides. Fourth down and 1 yard from the 24. Van Vliet keeps it himself. Opposite wide of the far side. Ratcliffe turns the edge on the sideline. He's maybe gone. To the 50, to the 40. Does somebody have an angle on him? No, they don't. 20, 15, 10 from behind. They tackle him down at the 5 yard line. Gabe Ratcliffe got the edge, runs down the far side. He was tracked down from behind at the very end by Blake Fox. But it'll be first and goal for Altoona on another big run by Ratcliffe. Oh, he ran at a 9.8. If he could have run at a 9.9, nobody could have caught him.
Yeah, he was very close to sneaking into the end zone there. Was a 4th-and-1 situation all the way back in their own end. They've gone all the way down and made it first and goal.
First and goal from the 5 for Altoona. They lead 16-0, a chance to make it a 3-score game before halftime. Carry up the middle by Chesmore. Chesmore inside the 5, down near the goal line, thrown back. Just shy as the senior almost got in there on senior night. Lane Pinska held him up the length of a baby's toe. Second down and goal from, well inside the 1. That run by Ratcliffe, by the way, of 71 yards comes after the 54-yard touchdown run he had in the first quarter.
Yeah, he is just showing right there, he is very fast, pretty much outpacing the entire Somerset defense in order to make that run.
Second down inside the 1 yard line. Van Vliet turns, handoff up the middle. Is he in? Yes, he is. Touchdown for Altoona. Who carried that one in there? I threw that scrum, couldn't even tell who carried that one in, but they're in. Touchdown for Altoona, and they lead 22-0 with 4:27 to play in the first half. So all Altoona in this one, they have made sure to, get off to that good start. That enviable start you wanted. They'll go for 2 as they almost always do. Van Vliet under center. Wide out split each way. That was Jamp, by the way, who ran that ball in for the touchdown. Now rolling near side. Van Vliet throws back line of the end zone. Incomplete. Had a man running the back line of the end zone, but unable to pull it in was Triba. And the 2-point conversion fails. But with 4:27 left until half, all Altoona in this one. They lead Somerset 22-0. Somerset ball when we come back. This is 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
We can build this thing together, standing Hey, this podcast is going to the dogs. The Dose of Dog podcast series discusses all things dogs from the angle of a well-respected local dog behavior specialist. Dose of Dog, hosted by... heard exclusively at echometownradio.com. 22-0, Altoona leads, 4:27 remaining in the first half. Oak Leaf Stadium on the campus of Altoona High School. Deion Chesmore kicks it away for Altoona. It's a short kick taken by Somerset's Riley Davis. He'll grab it at his 25 and brings it out near his 35. And that's where Somerset will start at their own 34. As Altoona's defense right now has looked very strong. The offense has been gashing Somerset for big plays. And Altoona having the program's best season in over 25 years, looking to, well, on senior night, seal it all off. Kellen Donnelly in the shotgun for Somerset. Junior quarterback for Somerset, by the way. Fakes the give, keeps it himself, comes off the near side, gets out to the 40-yard line, and is bear hugged by Xavier Yant. Gain of 6, second down and 4 as the small but very peppy Altoona band sets up along the trap behind the Somerset bench opposite of us. They get ready for their halftime show. Second down and 4. Again, Donnelly fakes the give, runs himself up the middle, past the 45, beyond the 50, and tackled at the waist by DeAndre McCoy. But Kellen Donnelly pulled that ball out of the belly of Scamstrand, and everybody went to Scamstrand as though he was a fallen popsicle stick and they were ants. And Donnelly took advantage, bulleted his way to the Altoona 48-yard line. Gain of about 12 on that one. It'll be first and 10 for Somerset. This time the handoff goes to Scamstrand. He'll skirt his way to the 45, maybe 44, a gain of 4, second down and 6. Somerset, likely their last possession of the half with 3 minutes remaining until half. Altoona does get the ball to begin the second half.
And so far what we've seen from the Somerset team, especially in the second quarter, is they've started to move the ball a lot more downfield instead of just getting stopped quickly on three and outs.
Screen pass over the middle to Wyatt Milkey. Milkey's got the first down to the 35-yard line. So they took advantage of that aggressiveness of the Altoona defensive line. Got a screen pass over the middle. And Milkey darts for about 10 yards. First and 10 at the Altoona 35-yard line.
Altoona very often trying to get into the backfield with that defensive line. Sometimes it works and they're able to get sacks or stops at the line, but times where they can just get screen passes away.
Flag as the ball is snapped, and we'll have a legal procedure on Somerset pushing them back. Again, a most gorgeous of October nights, so the final week of the regular season. Comfortable air mass, just a light jacket needed down below, no threat of rain. Again, outside of a couple of weeks in September, it has been one of the best weather years. Not too hot, not too cold. First and 15 is Scamstrand up the middle. Ran up the middle, and it looked optimistic to begin with. But again, Altoona, great job of closing down the hole. Jaeger Dregney, the junior, in on the tackle. Short gain. It'll be second down and 14 for Somerset with 2 minutes to play until half. Somerset, by the way, has 2 timeouts remaining. Altoona's got 3. Donnelly the pass. Steps up. Now took way too much time, and Xavier Yant is right there. He's got him wrapped up around the waist. Donnelly won't go down, and Yant is able to then finally pull him down. A big loss on the play. Back to the 46-yard line. It'll set up a third down and 26 for Somerset, and Chad Hansen for Altoona will burn a timeout, because if Altoona is able to hold Somerset here, Altoona will get the ball back with a little bit of time before the end of the half. And we've seen Altoona score in the in the length of a mouse's sneeze.
Yeah, we've seen them been able to pull off big plays downfield to score touchdowns. In fact, two of their three have come from 54 yards and 72 yards. So they're very easily able to go downfield with a big play. So what they're really looking for here is, since Somerset's got an Uber ride to go in order to get to the first down marker, they'll look for a stop here and then go back the other way quickly.
And 97 seconds until halftime. If you're Somerset, you're down 22-0. You got a couple ways to play this. You can, well, really, you're already down by three scores. You don't necessarily want to play conservatively. You're likely not going to get all of this third down yardage back right now, but you want to get some of it back and then go for it on fourth down, see what happens. Meanwhile, for Altoona, what has been an outstanding year for them, and they are not hiccuping in the final week of the regular season. Donnelly on the shotgun snap again. No time to throw. Finds a safety valve to his right in Scamstrand, but Scamstrand is dropped for a two-yard loss. It'll be fourth down and an Amtrak ride to go back near the 50. And it will be a punting situation, you would think, for Somerset as Altoona uses their second timeout with 1:31 to play. And Altoona's going to get the ball back here somewhere, you would think, inside their 25, and a chance to, again, continue to put their foot on Somerset here. This Altoona team having one of their best seasons in, again, a generation. A win tonight, again, pretty much locks up. We'll find out tomorrow for sure when they announce the brackets for next week, but they will likely be at home next Friday night. A win tonight and an Osceola loss, by the way, and Altoona could end up ranked third in their bracket. We'll get an update on the out-of-town scores coming up at halftime. Plus, we'll tell you how Memorial and North are doing in their season finales. Regis completed an undefeated regular season last night, walloping Neillsville Granton, and of course they'll be a number one seed in Division 6 next week. Donnelly stands at his 40 to punt it away for Somerset, and he does a high punt heading to the far sideline, and it bounces out of bounds near the 20-yard line of Altoona. They'll officially mark it out at the Altoona 17-yard line. 1:26 and a timeout to play with for Altoona, leading 22-0. And again, Altoona gets the ball to begin the second half, so they've got a chance for a twofer, a terrible twofer.
Yeah, and if you're Altoona, you'd absolutely love to just really put this game out of reach for Somerset as soon as possible and really go ahead with hosting a playoff game.
And if you're Altoona, there is, obviously, we've said it before, a strategy and a reason you want to try to get to running clock if you can in the second half. Limit the number of plays going into the playoffs next week. Van Vliet under center. Two wideouts, one split each way. Xavier Yan in the backfield. Van Vliet throws it quick to his right, but he threw it behind Everett Triba. Triba had headed downfield, and Van Vliet threw it as though he thought it was going to be a screen pass that had been called. Second down and 10 for Altoona at their own 17.
And you look at this situation for the Railroaders. Sure, it's a lot of yardage to get in a minute 23 seconds, but it's still very doable for them, and they get the ball right back.
Flags fly at the snap, and we're going to have a legal procedure on Altoona backing them up a little bit. Well, the thing also for Altoona, a 71-yard run by Radcliffe to set up a first and goal, a 54-yard touchdown run by him as well, and also that 70-yard touchdown pass to Everett Triba. They have taken some big gulps on offense, which makes you think that it's capable they can go downfield and score here. They've got one timeout left. They've got two on the board. 1:23 to go until halftime. I would think they've only got one timeout left, but either way. Second down and 15 from their own 12. Again, flags fly as Van Vliet rolling to the near side, and he throws it out of the reach of Yant. And then Yant got popped on the shoulder as he went for the ball by Cal Skamstrad. Fans wanted a flag on that. They're not going to get that, but let's see what the penalty is here. It's thrown by the line judge. So most likely somebody lined up offsides. And no, they're going to pick up the flag. And it'll be third down and 15 with 1:18 left. And now that you're backed up to your own 12 in this situation, you'd think Altoona will run it. Somerset likely would call time. But you'd at least burn a timeout for Somerset. Van Vliet under center. Xavier Yant behind him. Van Vliet options it. Near side. Got it to Deion Chesmore along the hash marks beyond the 15. Out near the 20-yard line. Gained about 10 yards on the play. It'll be fourth down and 8 for Altoona. And Somerset, as I thought, will use a timeout. 1:07 left in the first half. Altoona leads 22-0. They've got fourth down and long, backed up in their own end. When we come back in 30 seconds on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
First time we've seen Altoona punt the ball away. Owen Gunderson standing inside of his 10. Gets a knee-high snap and a left-footed kick, and it's a boomer that'll head back to the Somerset 45-yard line, taken by Reese Anderson there. He'll skirt along the far sideline in the plus territory and stopped at the Altoona 47. Somerset will take over at the Altoona 47-yard line with 59 seconds to go in the first half. Somerset does have one timeout remaining. 22-0. Altoona leads this one. And again, Altoona gets the ball to begin the second half. And if Altoona can get another stop here, they can continue to try to build on the lead when they come out of the halftime break. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. Donnelly shotgun snap. Hasn't had much time to throw tonight. He'll try to throw here, and that throw is... Was that picked up? Yes, it was. That ball was simply swallowed by the defensive lineman who got into the backfield and held on to it. That's an interception. An interception by Gavin Lofgren. Lofgren simply got into his face right there. Donnelly threw it, and it just stuck in his chest. Lofgren the interception, and Altoona has the ball at the 40-yard line of Somerset.
Yeah, it's just one of those breaks for Altoona that they were able to get. Just
you want to talk
in the backfield.
That's like throwing a biscuit across the Thanksgiving table at an aunt or an uncle that said something that politically charged you up, and it goes right into their mouth. First and 10 for Altoona at the plus 40 with 54 seconds to go until halftime. They lead 22-0. Van Vliet to pass, looking, now flushed out. He'll throw it deep towards the end zone. He's got a man. Leaping catch made. Touchdown. Touchdown, Altoona. Leaping catch by Owen Gunderson. A 40-yard touchdown pass, but it may be coming back. There's a flag down at the line. He got close to crossing the line of scrimmage when he threw. That's not the call, though. The call's going to be holding. So wave it off like it did not happen, Derek. Wave it off. No touchdown. Instead, a 10-yard penalty. 43 seconds to go until halftime. Altoona still leads only 22-0. They do have one timeout to work with. Heck of a play, though, by Van Vliet, who got himself some room, stepped into that one, and a great high point catch by Gunderson, even though we're to pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, that was overall probably a perfectly, pretty much a perfectly executed play from Altoona, able to get all the working parts. Van Vliet's big throw, the catch from Gunderson, but wave it off the board, it never happened.
Van Vliet stepping up, hit as he throws, wobbler downfield, is caught over the shoulder by Reese Anderson at his 20-yard line. Anderson then tackled along the near sideline at the 22. Anderson caught that wobbler over his shoulder. He was the only one near that ball. Anderson gets the interception, his conference leading seventh pick of the season. And for Van Vliet, his sixth interception thrown, and Somerset will get the ball back at their own 23 seconds with 32 seconds to go until half. And what has been the last 2 minutes of this half, it's been like trying to finish the yard work and your lawnmower keeps running out of gas. Donnelly, shotgun snap, gets the scamstrand. Scamstrand is popped in the backfield by Isaac Johnson, a loss of 2 yards, and likely the last play of the half as Somerset is in no particular hurry here. The clock will continue to drain. 17, 16, 15, and that is how we will end this first half. So through one half of play, Altoona trying to lock down their first home game in the playoffs in a generation, leads Somerset by the score of 22-0. And Derek, for Altoona, they knew what was at stake. As we said in the pregame show, you couldn't let the moment be too big for you, and Altoona has not allowed the moment to be too big for them.
Yeah, they have shown up bright today with obviously the 22 points on the board, and the big plays have come up in droves.
So the Altoona Railroaders lead this one against Somerset by the score of 22-0. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Plus, we'll have the highlights of that first half. This is Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Stay tuned for the halftime update featuring a recap of the game, highlights, and an interview. For a complete schedule of more upcoming broadcasts, visit echometownradio.com.
Loved one owns a gun, and you're concerned about their behavior. You're worried they might harm themselves or others. You wish more than anything you could hit pause on this situation. In Illinois, a firearm restraining order does just that. In extreme cases, this order temporarily prevents a person in crisis from having a firearm, giving them time to heal before they do something dangerous. Learn more at illinois.gov/pause-to-heal. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Public Health, Brady and the Ad Council.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands.
it only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we'll rejoin you from Oak Leaf Stadium on the campus of Altoona High School. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano here as well. As the Altoona Railroaders all over Somerset, 22-0. Altoona with a win. You can't say they officially lock it up, but most likely they will lock up a home game in the playoffs next Friday night. We'll find out officially tomorrow. When the playoff matrix is finalized, they came in tonight ranked fourth, which is good enough for a playoff spot. Doing their job. We'll tell you how the out-of-town scoreboard is shaping up as well for them. But Derek, Altoona out to the 22-0 lead. And let's recap how they got to this lead.
Well, it started with 6:38 left in the first quarter when Gabe Radcliffe went for a big 54-yard touchdown run. And that one sounded like this.
Toss coming to the near side. Scuss skipping on through. Gabe Radcliffe hits it inside to the 40, to the 30. Cuts back inside, back to the outside. 15, 10, wave him goodbye. Touchdown, touchdown for Altoona. And the Railroaders out to the 6-0 lead as Radcliffe was able to slither away from a tackle for a loss well in the backfield. And then once he got upfield, nobody could catch him.
Yeah, that was one. And that Altoona would go for 2 points and then be successful with it, making the score 8-0. Same quarter in the first quarter, 3 minutes later, 3:42 left. Everett Triba got himself on the scoreboard with a 72-yard touchdown reception, and that one sounded like this.
Rushing touchdown of the year. Van Vliet the pass this time. He's got time. Airs it deep near midfield. His man's got a step on the defender. Catch made. Everett Triba. Wave him goodbye. 20-10 touchdown. Touchdown for the Altoona Railroaders. Van Vliet threw it over the middle on a little in pattern to Triba, who made the catch over two defenders. And once he came down with the ball, his feet were moving and nobody was going to catch him. 72 yards, and the Railroaders out to a 14-0 lead.
Altoona would once again go for. The score would sit at 16-0 for nearly a full quarter, but with 4:27 left in the second quarter, Xavier Gent got himself into the end zone with a 1-yard touchdown run, though the 2-point conversion attempt for Altoona would be unsuccessful, getting us to the score we are at now of 22-0. Some key stats now from that first half. Altoona, sneakily enough, 0-for-2 on third down situation. Though that's crazy compared to the 2-for-8 that Somerset is in the first half. Somerset's also 1-for-2 on fourth down situation. Both teams had turnovers in the first half. Altoona had the fumble on the muffed kick and the interception, both in opposite quarters. Muffed kick late in the first quarter, and then late in the second quarter, the interception from Van Vliet. Somerset the interception right into the D line, which also late in that second quarter. In terms of successful drives, Altoona is 3 for 5 when driving down field. They've scored on 3 of their 5 drives. Somerset 0 for 6. Flags in that first half set. Altoona 2 for 15 yards. Somerset 2 for 10 yards. So a relatively clean game from both of those teams.
Once again, Altoona out to the big lead in this one. They'll look to seal it off in the second half. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, because there's a couple of games we're keeping an eye on that have an impact on Altoona, who they could play, where they could play next week in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, let's start with the local public schools first. Memorial and North both in action. Memorial at D.C. Everest is at the half. D.C. Everest leading 23-7. And then late in the second quarter between North and Wisconsin Rapids, the Huskies leading that one 21-0. And the games you want to keep your eye on for Altoona, Ellsworth and Osceola, the Ellsworth Panthers leading late in the second quarter 28-6. And then Edgerton against